This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
Northwood State Senator Mary Felskowski said she's not seeking a run for higher office in 2026. The state lawmaker from Tomahawk said she would remain a state senator after months of thought, prayer, and discussions with her husband. Shali Pittman reports.
Senator Felskowski had been rumored as a potential candidate for Congress or for governor next year. If she had decided to run in the governor's race, she would have faced several challengers in the Republican primary, including Congressman and former state lawmaker Tom Tiffany, along with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and medical technician Andy Mansky.
The government shutdown could affect November's food benefits. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state committee assembly last week, and some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. The high school football playoffs will be different this year across Wisconsin. Jimmy Cuska reports.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. The new system, which was supported by nearly 90% of coaches before implementation, essentially rewards teams that win, and especially by defeating good teams. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions, a process that used to be done in the past by humans with the aid of computer formulas. Teams also know which division they are playing in at the start of the season. In the past, the divisions were set by dividing the qualifying teams equally between divisions the day after the regular season ended. The 8-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. You can see the playoff qualifying report for football and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website.
Portage County is hosting a virtual public information meeting later this month to share updates from its countywide traffic safety study. The virtual meeting will take place on Tuesday, October 28th, from 6 to 7 p.m., Portage County Planning and Zoning Planner Kristen Johnson said, quote, "This study is about listening to the community and using that feedback to guide our approach to roadway safety. By combining data from our demonstration projects with input from residents, we can build a safety action plan that reflects the needs of Portage County," end quote. The meeting will share data collected from roadway safety demonstration projects installed in the county from April through October. Community members will have the opportunity to provide feedback during the meeting. You can register by visiting the county website at co.portage.wy.gov. VA medical clinics in Wisconsin are offering flu shots for military veterans. The Wisconsin Rapids and the Wausau VA clinics are open for walk-ins on Thursdays from 8:30 to 3:30 through November 28th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news anytime and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.